What is sickle cell anemia? Some, a few, or all may ask. Well, sickle cell anemia is an inherited blood disease. It comes from both parents. Either one parent has to have the trait. The other can also have the trait, which will then make their offspring have the full-blown disease. Or one parent can have the full-blown disease, and the other can have the trait, which will also cause an offspring to have the full-blown disease. Or one parent can have the trait, the other parent can have nothing. And that child can either come out normal, for lack of better words, or have the trait. So, sickle cell disease is a blood disorder, which your blood cells, they are in the shape of a banana or a crescent moon or the shape of a sickle. That's how, hence, you get the name, sickled cells. A person without sickle cell disease, their blood cells would be shaped as a whole donut. And in patients with sickle cell disease, our blood cells get caught in our veins, which prevents us from having oxygen getting carried out to our main bloodstream, and that would cause excruciating pain. Everybody's body is different. The pain that I experience is sharp pain. If you ever had a Charlie horse before, it feels like miniature Charlie horses in the area where my crisis is taking place at. And if it's generalized pain, which is all over your body, then the pain will be all over my body. With me, my pain starts off in my legs and it works its way to other areas of my body. And with sickle cell disease, unfortunately, we are caused to have organ failures. I lost my gallbladder before. I lost my spleen. And it's because the sickled cells tear off pieces of the organs when they're trying to go through our bloodstream to keep our blood flowing. So, I am not a doctor or a nurse, but I'm educated enough because I was born with this incurable disease. And I say incurable because it is incurable for me, unfortunately. And in order for you to prevent having a crisis, it is mandatory that you drink lots and lots and lots of water, stay very well dehydrated, eat lots of fruits and vegetables, don't do too much extraneous activities, or don't work out too much. Don't put your body into overload. There's a lot of things that we cannot do, but then there's a lot of things that we can do. We can meditate. We can relax. Sometimes that is when we're not in pain. Another thing is, it is best to keep our body at a normal temperature. If we get too hot or too cold, then boom, we're ended up in the ER. And some of us wait till it's too late to go to the ER. And I will get into that later on down the podcast. I don't want to jump ahead of myself. As you guys can see, this is barely my second podcast, so just bear with me, please. I'm not a professional. I just want to get my story and my fellow warrior stories out here. Over time, I'll be able to speak brilliantly. I will sound professional then. But for now, I'm just focusing on having a listening ear. Someone that's really going to listen and pay attention and understand what we're going through. Because living with this disease, we can feel all alone. I know I feel alone most of the time. So back to the disease. It's very important that you seek counseling, and you always want to have a hematology doctor, which is a specialist, someone that's going to manage your pain. Because if not, the trips to the ER would not be pleasant. We get judged a lot. Sickle cell kept me from being able to do a lot of activities when I was growing up. It felt as if I was locked in a cage. I couldn't do anything. Sickle cell is another form of cancer. We tend to have a high white blood cell count, which is called leukocytosis. And our body is prone to getting more infections because sometimes our body cannot fight off these infections because of the sickle cell. So we have to be on all type of medications, Hydrea, folic acid, iron deficiency medication, X-Jade, blood transfusions, pain management. And you have to be careful with the pain pills because they can be habit forming, or your body can build a tolerance to it. What else should you guys know about sickle cell? That's pretty much the bias, the basics on sickle cell. It's hereditary. It's not contagious. You can only get it from your parents. It's a blood disorder. It's very excruciating. You must stay hydrated. Keep warm or at all times. You know, you don't want to be too hot. You don't want to be too cold. If you go swimming, as soon as you get out the pool, you need to take a hot bath or a hot shower. And first and foremost, make sure you wrap up in a warm towel as soon as you get out the pool. Try to stay away from hot tubs if possible. You want to eat a lot of foods that's rich in color. You know, like you want to eat your greens, your cabbage, your broccoli, your corn, your pintail, sometimes liver, things of that nature. And sickle cell can affect your tooth. Yes. Before I have to go to the dentist to get any work done, I have to get prior authorization and I have to get prior medicine before I can have any work done. And that's just so the work that I might have to get done on me doesn't cause me to go into a sickle cell crisis. Some of us were told that we won't make it past a certain age. They gave me the age of 5. They gave me the age of 7. But I've heard warriors living. They made it to the age of 100. There's some warriors out there that's well past the age of 40 and 50. So I like to say the Most High, Yeshua, has the last word. Yes, he does. And it's very hard to carry a child, but it is possible. Can be done. I carried 2. It was high risk. I lost one of my babies. Rest in peace, my little baby boy or baby girl. I will go more into detail about more information if you would like to know, but that's just the main things about sickle cell. And if you're listening to this and if you have any input, leave me a message and I will add it to the podcast. Thank you. Have a good night.